Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh man, what a scam. What a scam. And apparently the scam artists are up to it once again here. We're talking about the climate kids. Although some of them aren't kids anymore. They're now grown adults who are scamming the system in the name of climate. I don't know if you guys saw this Lee newspaper's headline the other day. Judge hears arguments over $3.2 million ask for attorney's fees and costs in Montana climate case. What a bunch of freaking scam artists. So basically, all these left-wing lawyers that teamed up with these rich white liberal parents to use their kids as human shields in their war against American energy. We know what this is really all about. Well, first, it's about their left-wing propaganda to shut down American energy, to shut down American agriculture. But what else is it about? Lining their freaking pockets because they're a bunch of hypocrites. That's why these same climate kids were on the stage at the oligarchy rally with Bernie Sanders and AOC. They don't care that Bernie Sanders was flying in a private jet. They don't care how much carbon dioxide they burn traveling the state, going to their fancy little liberal events. They can burn all the emissions they want. It's only bad when you want to go skiing. It's only bad when you want to go hunting. It's only bad when you want to go camping. It's only bad when you want to operate a cattle ranch. But this is what it comes down to. These guys now want to pocket $3.2 million of your money in attorney's fees. I'm sure they're charging the highest rates possible. And of course, you watch. Of course, these liberal judges and the left-wing mob that runs the Montana Supreme Court, of course, they would be more than happy to take your money and put it in the pockets of their left-wing activists. That's what this scam is all about. What do you think Doge confirmed? USAID, how much of the money that was supposed to go to Haiti actually went to Haiti? It was like less than 5% of the foreign aid that was supposed to go to Haiti actually went to Haiti to help people in Haiti. You wonder why Haiti continues to be such a mess. These people were pocketing it. So many of these of the wasteful federal government spending while we're $37 trillion in debt was going straight into these left-wing Democrat Party front group community organizer groups so they could prop up the Democrat Party, get out the vote machine. And that's exactly what these left-wing rulings are all about here as well. It's about putting money, taking your money, by the way, and putting it in the pockets of their environmental groups that sue to shut down the timber industry, that sue to create these massive wildfires every year. It's about putting money right into the pockets of these left-wing so-called climate groups. It's all a part of the Democrat Party's get-out-the-vote machine, and they use your money to do it. Because these guys never reach into their own pockets to help the needy or help their own causes. They reach into your pocket. They steal from you and put it in the pockets of all their buddies. They're a bunch of criminals, a bunch of freaking scam artists backed up by these liberal judges here in Montana. All right, General Michael Flynn up right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, high temperatures stay around 76 in Bozeman to the low 80s in the Billings area. For tonight, clear and quiet with low temperature readings from the low to mid 50s. And the outlook for Saturday calls for more sunshine with high temperature readings in the upper 80s. Clear Saturday night with lows in the mid 50s to around 60. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
The commander of U.S. Africa Command, General Michael Langley, spoke with reporters Thursday and explained why that continent is so critical to America's safety.
I've been charged by the Secretary of Defense to mitigate threats to the homeland posed by terrorist organizations, the most dangerous of which are based in Africa.
General Langley spoke specifically of Africa's Sahel region, home to countries such as Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger.
it is the epicenter of terrorism on the globe. Terrorist networks affiliated with ISIS and Al-Qaeda are thriving there.
He says the key is helping Africa stand on its own.
We should be able to help African nations build the self-reliance they need to independently confront terrorism and insurgencies.
General Langley says those types of alliances represent peace through strength. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Man, if you guys missed it, we had General Michael Flynn join us for a good chunk of time during Thursday's Montana Talks. He joined us in the 8 o'clock hour while he is on the ground in Bozeman, Montana. You got to check it out. Full conversation with General Michael Flynn, MontanaTalks.com. Download the Montana Talks app. Or if you listen to podcast services like Spotify, you can find that and much more there as well. Yeah, General Michael Flynn. What else? David Noble with a woke update and much more.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. I definitely got to share a portion of this with our early risers here. Yeah, I know it's on the podcast, but some of you guys who are up here in the 6 o'clock hour, you're like, Aaron, I'm not going to go and listen to a podcast. I'm listening right now. Share some of the great highlights with General Michael Flynn. So here we go. Yeah, General Michael Flynn spoke at the Gallatin County Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner last night. We got a chance to catch up with him just before the 9 o'clock hour on Thursday.
And I appreciate Montana Talks. Appreciate coming back on with you. And God, is there a lot going on, huh?
My goodness. I'm so glad, A, that I got to see you and hear you speak and watch your documentary. I thought about just going to the meet and greet, you know, seeing General Flynn. When you came about 1 year ago, you brought your Flynn, right, your Flynn documentary, your Flynn film, your Flynn movie to Montana. Right. I'm so glad I stayed and watched the entire documentary. Boy, was that powerful.
Yeah. You know, and what's amazing is that a lot of people that I have spoken to that have that really paid close attention to my whole case, and certainly to the Russiagate thing, and there's even breaking news today that has come out about even more evidence, because Cash Patel released another 30 documents in the last 24 hours that are just explosive. But when you see that movie, and it's Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and people can stream it on off of Amazon if they want, but the types of revelations in that movie, and it's really inspiring too, because it really shows what people did not realize what was going on in our government, which continues to go on in our government today. And that movie is a very forward thinking movie to be able to expose things in our government that, you know, that are just, you know, they're outrageous in some cases, as you guys have. You always talk about this kind of stuff. I mean, I just caught a few minutes of what you were just talking about with, you know, the big, beautiful bill and Doge and all these other things, you know. So I'm looking forward to catching up on as much as we can, as much time as you want.
Well, oh, great. Yeah. Hey, as long as you want to be with us, we'll take advantage of every second of it. So we got a couple of minutes here before we go to our next break. When I watched your documentary, though, I think your documentary is so instructive to the current Trump team. Mm-hmm. You were on President Trump's first team in his first administration. And I think, you know, I think they thought, you know, whether it was Pence or whether it was who was the former RNC guy, Reince Priebus.
Reince Priebus.
Yeah. I think they thought, okay, hey, the Democrats, you know, they want a head on a stick. The media wants a head on a stick. Let's make General Flynn the sacrificial lamb. Let's get this distraction out of the way so we can move on. And I think what they now fully realize is like, you gave them one head on a stick, and then they went after several with a whole bunch of phony BS absurd allegations. And I think,
right,
I think as tragic as your case, as anti-American as your case was against you, it was phony, it was absurd. Mm-hmm. It prepped this administration to be even stronger this time around.
Yeah, and I think some of the things that the president is doing and has done, and of course bringing in Elon, for whatever people want to think about Elon, but this Doge effect, and you know, you see the pushback from Congress to include the GOP. You know, they don't want to have somebody digging into their coffers, right? I mean, we're talking billions and billions of dollars that have been ripped off from the U.S. taxpayer for decades, and Doge is just, they just tapped into the a little bit of it. They have just broken the, you know, the sort of just scratched the surface. I mean, they really haven't looked into the Department of Defense, the intelligence community, frankly, the State Department, agencies and departments like commerce, education. I mean, I could go on and on. And Trump has already had to make some decisions about people, as everybody has seen. The actual security advisor role, whatever people want to say about it, it's a vital role. Marco Rubio, who's a friend, and he's in there, trying to mix that up as well as be the Secretary of State, and doing all the things that we need to do to stop the war in Europe, to stop the war in the Middle East, to get China off of our back door here in places like Cuba and Venezuela.
All right. So, yeah, then, of course, we cut to our quick break there. But, yeah, he was able to join us for several other minutes. Troy Miller, who is with the Gallatin County Republicans, he is the chair of the banquet that they had last night. He had a great question for General Flynn that teed up kind of the next a great conversation with General Flynn. Let me see if I can cue that up in the right spot so we can get right to the meat of the banquet for you here. Let's see. Okay, the 5 minute 12 second mark. I think this is it right here as Troy Miller asked his question.
Well, I was wanted to ask General Flynn a question, and thank you very much, General Flynn. I appreciate all your time last night at dinner. That was a fabulous evening. Here's what I think people would ask, or maybe it's just me, and that is, if you were us, General Flynn, if you were us, just Gallatin County, Montana in general, what would you want to know? What are we missing? What are we not hearing that we should know? How bad some of this socialism that's ravaged this country, how bad is it? And what should we know?
All right. And then, of course, I had to have him give a little plug for the dinner that took place last night. So let me fast forward here to what General Flynn had to say in response to that very good question there. From Troy Miller in Gallatin County.
Yeah. So, and Aaron, thank you so much for allowing me on here. And Troy, thank you for your leadership for so many things that you're doing. And it was a great conversation we had last night. So, yeah.
All right. Let's see. I'm seeing we got to go to our next break here already. But it was fascinating to hear what General Michael Flynn had to say on that very point. Basically, about the fact that the left is all in. We talked further about. The follow-up question I kind of did with him was the fact that, look, the way we fight versus the way they fight. We fight like the Brits. We march in formation, we have the uniforms, and we follow all the proper procedures. They are fighting guerrilla warfare, unconventional warfare, attacking from every angle. And so, anyway, it's eye-opening. Stand by.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The National Federation of Independent Business, the advocacy group for U.S. small businesses, has a weekly survey of business conditions. It compiles something called a policy uncertainty index, which basically tallies the number of times businesses say, I don't know, or not certain, in response to questions about their plans. And the index has exploded in recent weeks, reaching levels that match the onset of the COVID emergency in early 2020. It's just measuring what's in plain sight to everyone, government by tweet and executive order, that has disrupted global supply chains, especially impacting small businesses that have less opportunity or capacity to adjust. It's a style of governing that is toxic to the risk-taking and investment spending that powers much of the economy. With policy up in the air, many of the decisions on projects and investments are on hold, and the collective impact of that paralysis is a frightening thing to contemplate should it continue. I'm Patrick Parkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Expect the Senate to make changes to the Big Beautiful Bill. Some conservatives demand deeper spending cuts. Others are focused on possible reductions to Medicare and Medicaid. House Speaker Mike Johnson hopes the bill stays as is, but changes are nearly inevitable. The trick is crafting a bill which can make it through the Senate, but also stand up in the House. Some House Republicans voted in favor of the House version, but they did not like the carve-out for SALT. That's a deduction for state and local taxes. There's concern about deficits created by the tax breaks. GOP Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson will demand deeper spending cuts. He's one of three Republican senators to watch right now. Rand Paul of Kentucky opposes a debt ceiling hike. Josh Hawley of Missouri warned against Medicaid cuts. And then there's Johnson, who wants way more spending cuts. Senate Majority Leader John Thune wants the bill passed by the next big holiday. That's July 4th. But it's a crash to wrap it up on such a tight timetable. Plus, it may eventually be hard for the Senate and House to ever approve the same bill. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, weather and markets are still the two most important things to farmers and ranchers. And our network's Lane Nordland is in Butte, America, for the Montana Stock Growers Mid-Year Meeting, where he caught up with our friend meteorologist Brian Bledsoe for a quick weather forecast for this summer.
Russell, attendees at this year's mid-year meeting of the Montana Stock Growers Association were very eager to hear the forecast from agriculture meteorologist Brian Bledsoe, hailing from Colorado. And unfortunately, he shared that things are going to start drying up pretty soon across the West.
Well, a couple of things that are important. I mean, obviously, we came out of a pretty hard winter for, and I say that a little bit tongue-in-cheek, because last winter we didn't have a winter, and this past winter we actually had some winter weather, with some places saw quite a bit of snow out of the seal. And I don't want to say everybody saw a lot of snow, because that wasn't the case, but we saw some pretty good winter weather, and we also have seen some good spring moisture, not just in Montana, but also, you know, we really kind of flipped the script from dryness in western Dakotas to a lot of water in those places. Wyoming has been doing better, so on and so forth. So we've been graced with this moisture, at least in the near term. And I'm watching, you know, the weather setup that's coming through next week, that's also going to give a good chunk of Montana and parts of the northern plains some more good water. So at least in the first couple of weeks here in June, we're really setting up to be in great shape, you know, for the most part. My fear is that the weather pattern will eventually take a turn to a more dry side of things and also warmer. We haven't been terribly warm in an extended period of warm weather, and I'm fearful that once that hits, we're going to go from all the nice moisture we've had to not exactly what we want. And I think that that's probably going to be the theme going forward through the majority of summer.
Not great news, but important news to hear for those of us in agriculture here in the summer of 2025. Russ, I'll send it back to you.
All right, thanks a lot, Lane. Now for his entire video podcast conversation with meteorologist Brian Bledsoe, you can visit us at westernagnetwork.com. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. Ranchers, it's time for the 17th annual Diamond McNabb Horse Sale. Saturday, June 7th, 85 saddle horses sell at the ranch near Douglas, Wyoming. At Diamond McNabb, our horses are more than livestock, not just pets. They're partners we depend on with our lives, and you can too. Diamond McNabb Ranch Horses, only the best will do. For more information, visit dmhorses.com or give Ken a call personally at 307-254-7260. Online and phone bidding also available.
Hi, I'm Eleanor Dutton with Montana Farmers Union, here to tell you that our members are directly involved in our educational programming via grassroots participation. Our members identified the need for training and knowledge for rural producers to act in medical emergencies, resulting in the Far Out and Waiting program. Our members are engaged in keeping MFU grounded in agriculture and rural communities with their grassroots participation. Learn more today by visiting MontanaFarmersUnion.com.
Well, on Thursday, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced the release of congressionally mandated emergency livestock relief program payments to cover grazing losses due to drought or wildfire events in 2023 and or 2024. $1 billion in emergency relief payments are automatically issued for producers who have an approved LFP application on file and do not have to contact USDA to receive payments. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I want to share for just a few more minutes here our conversation with General Michael Flynn, especially for you early risers that aren't able to stick around later on in the morning. But yeah, General Michael Flynn spoke at the Gallatin County Lincoln Reagan Dinner last night. So to this question, it was a great question that Troy Miller threw out from the Gallatin County Republicans. He basically he asked the general, what do we need to know? What do we not know? Because remember, General Flynn headed up the Defense Intelligence Agency, which, as he explains, has a larger footprint from an intelligence collection standpoint than even the CIA. And then he was, of course, a national security advisor to President Trump, and he knew where. And anyway, we'll get into that more. But here's his response to Troy Miller's question. If it will play for me. All right, hold on one second. Here we go.
The infiltration of socialism into the body politic of the United States of America is a very real threat. And most people don't know, but we have close to 70 members of the Congress, of our current Congress, that are members of the Democratic Socialist Party of America, and they're card-carrying, members. I mean, people like Ocasio-Cortez is an example. Bernie Sanders are two that are very public and very visible. That infiltration by socialism into our DNA, into America's DNA, has permeated all the way down into local levels. And when you start to look at, for instance, the judicial or the justice system here, just in Bozeman. So when you look at who is funding some of the people that are here, when you have George Soros, who continues to get away with funding large amounts of money all the way down into things like district attorney elections, down into school board elections, down into the local level. So my big message tonight is, I use the phrase local action has a national impact. Every single citizen of this country has a responsibility to serve. People always tell me, Aaron, thank you for your service to our country in uniform. And I'm humbled by that. And I loved serving our country in uniform. I continue to serve our country. That's why I'm out in Montana here tonight. It is to tell people that, look, folks, all of us have a duty and a responsibility to serve, because if we don't, our country has always been an experiment in democracy. It's a constitutional republic. The Constitution is constantly under attack. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, et cetera, on and on, are constantly under attack. And people need to understand that it's like the boiling frog effect that has happened in America. People just can't understand, or they don't realize, how much socialism has crept into our political system. And it's not just some group on some fringe on the left. It is a much, much larger body of people, and it goes across the nation, particularly in parts of the former Democrat Party. And I'll talk a little bit about this tonight, with some facts and data for those that attend this great Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner tonight. But this is the kind of thing that people need to understand. It's like, why am I in Montana? I'm in Montana to find leaders. That's what I'm in Montana to do, and encourage leaders in our communities to get involved in our local level, because we can't rely on one guy sitting in the Oval Office who has immense, immense, challenges that he is facing, never mind, Russia, China, Venezuela, Iran, Israel, et cetera, et cetera. And the domestic issues that we're facing with we now think it's over 21 million illegals that came into the country, this past administration, as well as criminal elements that we know about. And now they're aligned with these cartels who have now been designated foreign terrorist organizations. So things have radically changed, and people around this country, and right here in Bozeman, Montana, right here in the beautiful state of Montana, and I'll finish my diatribe here, Aaron, flying in late yesterday afternoon, and it's my second trip up to Montana in a year, seeing those beautiful mountains with the snow cap and coming in and seeing the nice green valleys. I mean, what a beautiful place. I want to keep this place as free, as it has always been, and as attractive as it has always been, particularly to veterans. I know that friends of mine that come up here and they retire up here because it's just so beautiful, hunting, fishing, et cetera. But people need to understand, our system of government is constantly under attack, and it is big time under attack right now. And frankly, I want more out of our GOP. I want more out of the political side, and that's why I want more non-political people, leaders, Troy being one of them, to get involved, as Troy has gotten involved in the leadership, here in the state. And we need that. We need those.
So anyway, you talk about your friends.
Yeah, for those who don't know, you know, General Flynn's, you know, full, you know, background, bio, et cetera. I mean, he was the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA. And so he understands how, you know, and sees how even today still some of these intelligence agencies and their intelligence reports are being weaponized against Trump. But, yeah, you talk about some of your friends, Les Craig and Anne Marie Craig, great Americans. And I told Les about you coming to Montana, and he's like, my man. So I know Les, who he was an Army Ranger. He became a CIA technical operations officer. It's all part of his public bio, but I know he and Anne Marie have just got tremendous respect for you. When I think about how our side fights compared to how their side fights, this ties into your point here. And when I say our side, I don't mean left versus right, Democrat versus Republican. I just mean like our side that wants America to remain a free republic for another 250 years. Our side fights like the Brits fought. You know, we march in formation and we follow the certain procedures. And their side is fighting guerrilla warfare, unconventional warfare. They want to take it all over at every single level. They focus on school boards. They focus on city councils. And then we just wait till the presidential elections to get whipped up into a frenzy.
Yeah. So a couple of points. Number one, DIA, I was responsible as a senior military intelligence officer in the Department of Defense. DIA is essentially controls and is responsible for 70% of intelligence capabilities here in the United States of America. Of course, the CIA gets, you know, touted because they're a very visible organization, but they're actually much smaller than what DIA's responsibilities are. So, and the CIA needs massive reform. The intelligence community needs massive reform. So, I think that what we're talking about here is a complete shift. You're right. This is not Democrat and Republican and you know, and even conservative. This is an assault on our way of life. And I get hyperbolic sometimes with people, and I have to check my emotions at the door. But I want people to understand that I have seen, you know, and I have spent time in I call it Psalm 23, the, you know, the valley of the shadow of death, you know, yet I fear no evil, for thou art with me, right? I mean, I've been there and I've seen it.
All right, let's hold it right there. He's got another great point coming up right after this. And then I'll hold our conversation with General Flynn and jump into some of the brand new news of the day type of stuff for you here as well. Stand by.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here. More of our conversation with General Michael Flynn ahead of his talk in Bozeman last night. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, Becky Hillier joins us on Freedom Friday. We're going to look at the bright side. She's always got just some great stories to share with us. And then we always just have fun random conversations, too, about life and everything else, and maybe a little bit of politics, but not too much. We typically, you know, take a break from it when Becky joins us. Always fun. But as you guys know, Becky is now with the Nile Rodeo as well. And of course, they've got some exciting things in the works. The head of the Nile Rodeo is David Allen. And David Allen is going to join us later on in the 9 o'clock hour. He is the former CEO of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Before that, he had a very great career as well in NASCAR. In fact, he was just like the right-hand man for Dale Earnhardt Sr. and our friend Bo Wagner, who's a great rodeo producer and more, who lives in the Billings area. You know, he and David Allen were part of the team, part of the Dale Earnhardt team. And so anyway, there's a new Dale Earnhardt documentary that is now out. And David Allen is, of course, featured prominently in that one. So we're going to have fun catching up with David Allen later on in the 9 o'clock hour. Plus, we've got a great guest. She now lives in Red Lodge, Montana, and was an ESPN reporter. So she had a career as a sports reporter, but I think is mixing it up in politics as well. So looking forward to catching up with Janine Edwards later on in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Here we go back to it with General Michael Flynn. We were talking about this threat from within, this threat against the United States of America and how that threat comes from within. And then we were talking about how the difference between the way we fight versus the way they fight. And what is it going to take for this country to remain a free republic for another 250 years.
People in our country need to understand, in order for us to have another 250 years, just like they did back at the beginning, you know, in what I call the first arc of history with George Washington, you know, as our leader before we were a country, and then, of course, standing up and saying, no, I'm not going to be a king, I'm going to be a president, we're going to rule by justice and fairness and a constitution. Well, that has been, you know, I wouldn't say ripped to shreds, but it's been cut badly over the years.
Great point. Hold that thought.
Okay, and then we talk more. We only have just a few more minutes with him. If I had had just a couple more minutes with him, if I had, you know, had the time to throw one more question at General Flynn, his call to service is very reminiscent of, if you guys have never read it before, I think we talked with Brian Gilman about this. Brian Gilman is a retired Marine Corps colonel. He was at one point the MARSOC chief of staff. He grew up in Butte and, of course, now lives in Bozeman, where he is the CEO of Warriors in Quiet Waters. But Brian Gilman, you know, when he's talking about this call to service, and he had a great conversation with us a while back about anti-fragility and so much more. But Brian, one thing that he encourages people to do is to go back and read the post-World War II letter from General Wainwright. General Wainwright, you've heard of, the army base up in Alaska named after General Wainwright. General Wainwright was a POW in World War II. And yet when he came back, he didn't just fade off into retirement and just call it a day. He continued to serve. And he called those who served to continue to serve. And I know there's so many, you know, fellow veterans out there who, you know, once you took off the uniform or you got back from the deployment, you felt like you lost that sense of camaraderie. You felt like you lost that sense of purpose. You felt like you lost a certain sense of your identity as well, because, you know, you loved being with the people that you were with in that sense of purpose and that mission that you were on. Well, we've got a huge, huge mission on our hands here in this country to save the United States of America and to make sure that she remains a free republic for another 250 years. And I think if you go back and read that letter from General Wainwright, I think you'd find it very interesting, especially with what General Flynn is basically doing here, is calling not just military veterans, but all of us to step up and serve. This is our purpose. This is our mission.
I always say that. One of the things that we must do is we have to make ourselves uncomfortable, because we cannot sit on our laurels and think that others are going to do the job. So the things that I will talk about this evening is I will talk about service. I will talk about the sacrifice that comes with service as a citizen of this country. Every single legal citizen of this country has a duty and a responsibility to serve this country in some capacity. And I don't care whether it's with your church, your community, you know, your family, but service. The second thing I talk about is where we are in history, because you mentioned earlier, you know, we're about to hit our 250th year mark. How can we be around another 250 years? Where are we in this, what I call the arc of history? And we are at a moment in time where if we don't get this right, we will continue down this moral decline spiral that we are in right now. And the third thing is that I will leave people with a call to action. And that call to action goes back to the first point, which is service. And I try to make people feel a little bit uncomfortable when I speak, because I want people to understand that, look, this takes it. Don't just rely on guys like Mike Flynn to get out there and fight these fights, or Troy Miller. We've got to rely on each other, and we've got to do it at the local level. Our country was formed at the local level by a bunch of people who said, enough is enough. You know, we talked about in the last section there, we talked about how the other side fights. You know, their guerrilla warfare versus our conventional approach, right? So we have to also understand what's called fifth generation warfare, which is what we're in. And domestically, what does America first mean? You know, people think America first is America in isolation. No, that's not what it means at all. It's like taking care of your home first. You've got to make sure that your home, your family, and is safe, secure, ready to go out the door, right? And America has to do the same thing. And we are not a ready nation. situation is a rising crime, et cetera, all the negatives. What I want to do is give people some uplifting to say, this is how we change all of this. And where you change it is the first place you change it is with yourself. And if you are sitting there saying, well, I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I'm not a politician. Hey, I want more people who are not politicians to get involved in our country and in the lifeblood of our country. If we don't, Aaron, we are going to find ourselves not having 250 more years of a great, beautiful country. We're going to be in this tailspin, downward, that is going to, like a lot of other empires in the history of the world have gone through. And that's a fact of life. That's a fact of human history, is that nation states, empires, they rise and they fall. Where is the United States of America in that arc of history? And that's one of the things I'm going to talk about this evening. And I want people to understand that, first I want to say thanks to Troy for organizing this and getting me up here. It's been planning for a while. And for all those people that are attending and anybody else that wants to buy a ticket, it's going to be a packed house. It will be a lot of fun. I like to make it a lot of fun, but at the same time, I'm a very serious guy. And our country is all I've done. All I've done in my entire life. I was born on an Army base. I've served in the Army. My entire legacy of my family, which I'll explain somewhat tonight.
Well, General Flynn, it's such an honor to have you on the show. We greatly appreciate the extended time we had with you. Thanks for your continued service and sacrifice and for staying in the fight for the future of this country. All right, anyway, it was great to catch up with General Michael Flynn yesterday. We're going to have to do more of that down the road because I talked with him off air as we wrapped up the 8 o'clock hour yesterday, and I said, God, I really want to get your take on, what Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth is up to. And he said, Tulsi Gabbard is doing a good job as well as the National Security Advisor, or actually the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence now. And so down the road, we'll have to catch up with him. Hey, did any of you make it to the event last night? What did you think of General Flynn's remarks, either A, on the show just now, or his remarks last night at the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner? Send us a message on the Montana Talks app, or later this morning we'll have some open phones time. We can get to that as well. Yesterday we also got a chance to catch up with Dr. Dale Williams from Billings Last Diet, and it was really interesting. Dr. Williams, he gave us his read on the MAHA report, the Make America Healthy Again report. And then we got into talking about prescription drugs and how many people are on prescription drugs simply because of their weight, simply because of being overweight. And then we talked about how many people then, because they go through Billings Last Diet, not only do they lose the weight, not only do they burn the fat, but keep the muscle, I would add, they end up coming off of all of these prescriptions as a result of it as well. Tim and Savage was listening in on that conversation. Tim lost 100 pounds using the remote option for Billings Last Diet. He says he used to take high blood pressure medicine. He stopped 6 months ago and dropped 100 pounds thanks to Billings Last Diet. He had his physical and best blood pressure reading of his life thanks to Billings Last Diet. Check out BillingsLastDiet.com. BillingsLastDiet.com.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
He's bringing back manufacturing that Obama said would never come back and Biden said would never come back, and they never tried to bring back. I mean, we're now going to manufacture our own pharmaceuticals, our own semiconductor chips. We're bringing back automobile manufacturing. That's going to be, massive for American workers. The Republican Party needs to be the party of working men and women. That represents the majority of Americans, the people that get up every day, work their 12, 14, 16 hours, raise their kids, take them to their sports, feed them, study with them, go to, craft. And go to bed, get up and do it all over again. Take the kids to church on Sunday.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, believes every man, every woman who has faithfully served this country deserves to proudly fly an American flag that was made in America. And that's why Pure Talk is on a mission to give an allegiance flag, the highest quality American flag made in Charleston, South Carolina, to 1,000 veterans in time for these patriotic holidays. Just switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. Do it this month, and a portion of every sale will go to provide these high-quality flags, hand-sewn, to deserving vets. Now, with plans starting at just $25 a month for unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, you can enjoy America's most dependable 5G network, all while cutting your cell phone bill in half. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Pure Talk's customer service will make the switch. #250, keyword save now, support our veterans, and switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today, high temperatures stay around 76 in Bozeman to the low 80s in the Billings area. For tonight, clear and quiet with low temperature readings from the low to mid 50s. And the outlook for Saturday calls for more sunshine with high temperature readings in the upper 80s. Clear Saturday night with lows in the mid 50s to around 60. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Man, if you guys missed it, we had General Michael Flynn join us for a good chunk of time during Thursday's Montana Talks. He joined us in the 8 o'clock hour while he is on the ground in Bozeman, Montana. You got to check it out. Full conversation with General Michael Flynn, MontanaTalks.com. Download the Montana Talks app. Or if you listen to podcast services like Spotify, you can find that and much more there as well. Yeah, General Michael Flynn. What else? David Noble with a woke update and much more.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, we got an email from Jeff, but I don't think it had the audio attached to it. So we don't have the legislative update for you today, but that's all right, man. We got a lot to talk about here. You know, you speak about this threat from within here in the United States of America and everything that the left is doing to undermine the United States of America. And there's the obvious ones, right? There's the Joe Biden, John Tester invasion. 21 million was the number, I think we heard, illegal aliens that were allowed to invade this country. But look at the legal ways that Joe Biden and the left, and maybe you could even blame, you know, the right on this one to a certain extent as well. Look at the legal ways that they've allowed threats to enter this country. The communist Chinese, look at everything they're doing. Cyber attacks, spy balloon, spying on our nuclear facilities here in Montana. They've had secret communist Chinese police stations operating on American soil. They will send students to our college campuses, but in reality, they're spies. You know, this whole battle between President Trump and Harvard, I was listening in, and I was like, wow, I can't believe what I just heard. So I was listening in on Fox and Friends much, much earlier this morning. You know, they get rolling at 4 a.m. Montana time. And you know, we're already up and rolling by 4 a.m. Montana time as we're preparing for a show like this. And so I sent this tweet out, this post on X about an hour ago as I heard what they were sharing. It's crazy. As we told you earlier this week, about 30% of Harvard students are international. What else did we tell you earlier this week? The United States spends $2 billion a year subsidizing foreign students. Yeah, your kid couldn't get his college paid for, but some foreign student got subsidized by us. Wow. And remember, that $2 billion subsidy for foreign students to study in America is larger than the entire budget for the Bureau of Reclamation, which is responsible for very important infrastructure here in Montana. The St. Mary's Water Project, that's the lifeline of the High Line. They operate hydropower dam facilities here. In fact, they could add more generators to some of these existing dams and provide more electricity. But that costs money to put those generators in. And, you know, the deep state wants to send that money to, you know, communist Chinese spies studying at Harvard. So, sorry, you can't have your electricity or your water project. But yeah, nearly 30% of Harvard students are international. The United States spends $2 billion subsidizing foreign students. Harvard admitted a huge number of Chinese students
while they simultaneously discriminated against Asian American students. What a bunch of anti-American leftist snobs. Think about it. Remember the last big battle Harvard was fighting up all the way up to the United States Supreme Court? They were fighting so that they could discriminate against Asian American students. Now they're fighting because they want to bring in more Chinese students. So Harvard has been saying, well, we've got too many Asian students. Too many Asians. Americans, that is. So I asked Grok, I said, hey, Grok, give me the numbers here. How many Chinese students are there attending Harvard? And how many Asian American students are attending Harvard? Because remember, the woke white liberals, they want to discriminate against Asian Americans. But they're the same woke white liberals who are like, yeah, but bring in the communist Chinese spies. Grok tells me this. There's about 1,200 Chinese students at Harvard across all programs. Asian Americans, 497. There's not even half as many Asian American students as there are Chinese students at Harvard. They want to discriminate against the Asian Americans but bring in the communist Chinese. Unbelievable.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The National Federation of Independent Business, the advocacy group for U.S. small businesses, has a weekly survey of business conditions. It compiles something called a policy uncertainty index, which basically tallies the number of times businesses say, I don't know, or not certain, in response to questions about their plans. And the index has exploded in recent weeks, reaching levels that match the onset of the COVID emergency in early 2020. It's just measuring what's in plain sight to everyone. Government by tweet and executive order that has disrupted global supply chains, especially impacting small businesses that have less opportunity or capacity to adjust. It's a style of governing that is toxic to the risk-taking and investment spending that powers much of the economy. With policy up in the air, many of the decisions on projects and investments are on hold, and the collective impact of that paralysis is a frightening thing to contemplate should it continue. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.